I could literally start immediately.
A wee mullet.
I could start immediately.
A wee mullet.
How you like that, dude?
A wee mullet.
We on, baby.
Reportage is a word, apparently, about like reporting, I think. So I watched the media roundtable with Schultz. And
oh, how was that? I saw a clip.
It was cool.
Let's say what we really want to say. The Jews.
It was the clip was funny that I saw. You watch the whole thing, and it's just the whole thing was like, you know, why don't people trust the media? And then it was just watching these kind of media people try to gaslight everyone and be like, we are good reporters and you should trust us. And you're like, all right.
Quiet, but piggy.
I did hear the word reportage. I heard the word reportage. Ben Shapiro hit something like, I've seen a lot of good reportage. I was like, bro, that's the craziest word.
Yeah.
I think it's just reporting, but you can say reportage. But that was crazy. It was like very much like
the coverage on Gardini's pie. There was good reportage. The reportage was nice. It was in the Herald. It was in the Austin Herald. I caught wind of it over my morning coffee. I went.
he's
gonna have butt babies.
Dude, there was one line from that roundtable that cracked me up where they were like talking about like how getting news through our phone and being addicted to our phones, blah, blah, blah. At one point, someone was like, maybe things going viral is making us sick.
I was like, fuck, man. It sucks.
That fucking blows, dude.
It was a big, I was just jumping across from like Smarty Pants that? YouTube. I forget which one.
They need a belly slap.
It was just a big belly slap.
Belly slap for that.
It was just intellectual YouTube, and it was making me laugh so hard just watching people. Because eventually, it's like some of that stuff sounds good, but then like you lose the thread after a while, and then all of a sudden, like nobody knows what anyone's talking about. Yeah. Like, hold on, let's try to reel that in so we can really get granular in this. And it's really funny. And I don't think they really resolved much at all. That was the one thing that
they
like,
never fucking do.
No, but
I watch all these. I listen to it.
The thing that kills me is like the Kimmel thing is like, well, you know, we're living in a fascist dictatorship that was taking Kimmel's job away for free speech. We're like, yeah, obviously don't take Kimmel's job away. But if just one of those like New York Times journalists can be like, well, that kind of does remind us of when we were being gigantic cocksuckers for seven fucking years.
Yeah.
Taking jobs from people because of things they said. You never hear them once.
Yeah.
Be like, yeah, we were kind of on that bullshit for a while. That's all you got to do. And people are like, okay, cool. We're back to normal.
Yeah, it would be nice, again, if one side just wasn't a hypocrite once.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, dude, the fucking T-Dog needs to chill.
T-Dog
needs to chill.
What a fucking idiot.
Why, dude?
Why would you do that? That was one that, like, he's done stuff before where I'm like, ah, you can't really. That one sucks. This one was like, dude, this sucks so bad.
Especially in the year 1AK.
Especially AK.
You can't do it.
You can't do exactly what you were mad that they were doing.
I know.
Yeah, for real, I was just thinking, it'd be like if Obama tweeted after Charlie Kirk died. It'd be like, yeah, well, fucking good riddance, you fucking sack of shit. It'd be like.
I know. What we're learning is people need to let go of their beefs. People need to let go of their beefs, man.
Yeah.
Can't be out here. The only long-term beef that I hold down is 50 Cent can continue beefing with whoever he wants. Because it is pretty fun watching his documentaries. Although, here's the thing, though. If this is a massive commercial success, who's next? Because he's going to want to strike twice. Because the Shannon Sharp documentary, obviously we've seen the tea might be the new oil. We don't have to drill for oil. We just need the tea right now.
You're exactly right.
I think the Shannon Sharp documentary, I mean, his stock flew up. He brought Cat on. Cat spilled the tea. That was like a $24 million ordeal.
Yeah.
There's so many people going, 50, you have any more tea? There's gonna be some prospectors.
They're gonna need the tea.
Some prospectors going around Harlem Way going, oh, some tea in here.
There is tea.
There's some tea around here.
Yeah, you're right. Harlem Way, there is a lot of tea up there. That's tea country. That is.
Or BK, even in BK.
Yeah.
Some good tea and get some tea going.
Or in the Boogie Down.
Boogie Down, bro.
There could be some tea that way.
But that's a major, dude, that's like, you know, that thing's gonna be number one. So.
Yeah.
We got to go ahead and get some tea. Sean, we need you to get some tea. Would I need to hear any rumblings?
Yeah, you guys haven't ever given us any fucking tea.
We're trying to fucking survive out here, dude.
Our podcast is, we're falling, we're failing right now because we don't ever spill any good tea.
I haven't.
We need to openly gossip about our peers.
Sorry, yeah.
You have no tea.
No tea over here.
Nothing scandalous.
Nothing's scandalous at all in the Austin comedy scene.
You broke the story about my butt babies. That's kind of a
Well, that's a big one. That's going to hit the web.
Yeah. True. That could rocket us back up.
TMZ could be covering that.
Yeah.
We need pic. Do you have any pictures?
No. No.
We need to get a sonogram? Of the butt babies?
I haven't been to the
TMZ people are going to be gossiping around the cubicle. Maybe the guy with his big ass copy is going to be like, oh, did you see what came out of Austin this week? Yeah. I think he's going to have some butt babies.
Yeah.
Fuck them. Fuck them, dude. How dare they talk about our butt babies live on TMZ?
I know, dude.
Yeah, it's a personal thing.
Just reaching out. I'm reaching out from TMZ to follow up on this butt baby story.
We heard some rumblings about a butt baby being born at a water park in Texas.
Your flaccid penis went up your ass, then you flipped over onto your belly and smacked it in further. Is this true?
You must have been slightly hard to get through all that hair. You got a nice true. Net, a butt net.
Yeah, I do have a
hairy I've heard
butt.
This is the tea on Sean. I heard his head gets hard first.
Oh, yes.
I heard his head gets
the
rigid.
Bowling pin. He gets the bowling pin.
Yeah. It works its way down. He's got jelly on the bottom, and it fucking finally.
Yes,
the
yes.
old bowling pin straight to his own butt at the water park. Trying to show off for the kids. You go, hey, everyone, watch this slide. Oh!
It took a bowling pin.
A bowling pin right to the keister.
Oh. Nate, what do you think about that?
No comment. I got no comment.
You ever hurt yourself on a horse slide?
This is good podcasting. No comment. Thank you.
No comment.
Thank you for your help.
Butt baby. I can't.
We're doing all the heavy lifting. This is all because of the water park.
It's fucking cloudy out. We're all sleepy. Come on, man.
I can't talk butt stuff.
It's a gloomy day. We should all be cuddled up watching a movie.
Yeah. Why can't you talk butt stuff? What are you even talking about?
I can't talk butt stuff.
Why not?
Drastic butt stuff.
People are going to think you're aligned with Diddy, bro. If you go.
Oh, yeah. We can talk butt stuff.
No, I can't talk butt stuff.
Yes, we can.
God damn it.
Yes. Yes. Well, somebody in this group got fingered recently in their butt by a guy.
Hold up.
Yeah, he had a fucking, probably a hemorrhoid and freaked out and went to the urgent care and just got fingered and they sent him home.
I shit so much
blood.
He
shit blood.
Oh.
Yeah.
Who fingered you?
This guy.
You know his name.
I don't remember his name. I didn't want to look at his name
tag. At least what he looked like.
I didn't want to, huh?
What he looked like?
This guy. Just a guy. Just a man.
Did you get fingered at an urgent care?
Yes. $200.
Bro.
Paid 200.
Got fingered. He made his girlfriend leave the room. He said, honey, you can't see this. Excuse me, fiance. Time,
I would have had her hold my hand, bro. That's crazy. You had to touch a girl. If someone's going up your butt, you got to touch a girl to
that's
keep the gayness. It's like a lightning rod for gayness.
That is true.
That was our first time her in the doctor's office with me. Like, that was the first time we're like, all right, here's
that's
that
what
thing.
They're for, dude. They're for fucking stand there while you get your butt fingered by a doctor.
See me like that. Just.
You're never going to beat the allegations, dude. You paid $200 to get fingered at a fucking urgent care,
bucks?
Dude. Why would you ever get fingered in an urgent care?
What did they even determine by fingering your butt?
Nothing.
He
you
said
can't
I was
all
right. He said my butt. He said I was. He's like,
fucking check the oil.
He's like, let's. He's like, we got it just because you bled a lot out of your butt. You seem fine, but. You know, just
damn, you had
check.
Your period. You went to the doctor and he fingered you.
It was my first period. I didn't know what to do. I panicked.
They gave him a vibrator. He went to an old doctor. He came from his butt finger.
I had my period for like 4 days and I was like, this is too long. This is a problem.
How did he, I guess he lubed himself up.
Yeah. He gloved up. He lubed up. I heard the gloves.
Oh, and
snap.
Then he came and met me at the bar. Yeah. I think it was on my birthday. It was a nice celebration. And then he came to the bar with lube fresh in his butt.
I did not have lube
fresh in my
butt.
You were wearing the same outfit you wore earlier that day, which means you did not shower. You did not shower.
I didn't shower, but I washed up. I washed up. I didn't have... I washed up. I hit the hot spots. I hit my balls. I hit my ass. I hit my underarm.
Why would you put your clothes back on?
Why would you not get in the shower for that?
Because we were going to meet you and
smells
celebrate
like you
your
use
birthday.
A shower, stinky.
We were celebrating your birthday, and then we had to leave early to go do spots. I was maximizing my time with my friend. I'm sorry.
So you just got the lube out of your butt. That seems
I got
almost
the lube
like
out of my butt.
So you hit it.
You cleaned up.
It was standard drill.
The doctor said, yeah.
Standard drill.
The doctor threw a towel on you.
You
said, like clean yourself up.
You bathed like a hooker in like a gas station bathroom?
Yeah.
I paid him in cash.
Just washed your ass in the sink.
Oh man, then you came in through darts with us.
Showed up to Shane's birthday, like, what's up, hon? How are we doing?
Yeah. Dude, you still have lube in your butt.
I told you, I was like, here, I'm gonna talk, tell my friend in confidence. And I did. Second I did it, I was like, mistake.
Yeah, why did you ever tell me that?
That's what Sean said. He was like, you messed up. I was like,
it was a nice birthday gift.
That's what I that's that what is I, the
ultimate I do appreciate
gift.
It.
That I was a good laugh for your birthday.
Yeah.
Oh. Ah. I was the whole time y'all coming at Sean about his butt, baby. I was sitting here quiet.
You were quiet as a mouse,
I didn't even
bro.
Think about it. I forgot entirely
I
was about it.
I knew you forgot about it. I was like, thank fuck. God.
Thank God I remembered.
Y'all went for me, and I was like, I can't.
You could have jumped in. I would have never known why you were being so bashful.
But then I could have triggered Sean to turn on me. He would have had that.
Yeah, true.
You think I got a butt, baby?
You would never? I would never. You lie, dude. You're a nasty little fucker. If we got some brown liquor out here, you'd fucking spill the beans immediately. Oh, you told the crowd at the Noctis you got fingered?
Nobody liked it.
They
gave me no choice. Yeah, I tried to do a set about it that night. It was probably the worst set I've had in
fingered?
A while. Yeah. I'll get
you gotta keep going. That's so funny. Got to talk about it forever. You should open and close with it every time. I should rebrand around it.
After we were all up at the doctor's talking about it, and I went up to do my set, I was like, I just need to know that y'all aren't thinking about me with a finger in my ass. And then somebody went, well, I wasn't.
How many seconds were you talking?
Had to be like 3, but it felt like 20.
3 seconds? No way.
I think it was like 5.
He probably definitely wasn't. What the fuck's the point of that? Just going.
I think it was like 5.
You got in there. You checked your butt walls.
Yeah, what was it? You just checking for a hemorrhoid? Clearly, you have a fucking hemorrhoid. Your butt's
bleeding.
I think
like any kind of mass. He was like, we just got to check for. That's what he said. We said we got to check for a mass. And then he was like, if it keeps bleeding,
bro,
we'll get you to a
serious question. Did it jump a little?
No.
That's a good question.
It didn't move at all.
Dude, I went and got a massage recently, and when I had my thunderclap headache, Brittany was like, just go get a massage, because it's like, up here is real tense. So I went. First of all, she's trying to talk me into like, you should really try a male therapist. I was like, no, she's not doing it. And she
a
was
therapist?
Like, or like a massage.
Oh. Therapist. I was like, wait,
no.
Fear headaches?
No. That'd be sick, actually.
Yeah, you'd be like Tony Soprano.
I was fucking doing deadlifts, and I fucking was doing sumo squats. No, I got a, I was like, no, I'm not. She's like, I'm telling you, like, you should just try. Why are you so worried about it? And I was like, Brittany, if I get a male massage person, and I even start to get hard, I have to leave the whole family. I'm going to come home and be like, guys, I'm gay now.
Yeah.
I took the test. Turns out I'm actually gay. And yeah. I'm leaving this family.
You got to move up Harlem way. You got to spill the tea. You got to get up there and spill the tea immediately. Yeah, true. Nate, you're going to have to join Bad Boy. Dr. Diddy.
I got Diddy on your birthday. I think you did.
You did get Diddy on my birthday. Yeah. Maybe I set that up.
Start calling him Nate Dog Marshall.
Yeah. I know. We got to think of a good nickname for him.
He might just be Butter now.
True, you are the butter man.
The man with
that buttery little biscuit.
He does have buttery. I think the doctor used butter as a lube. Buttered it. He got the peanut butter lube.
I mean, buttered is better than not buttered. He ain't go right.
Dude, why are you flexing your penis while you're talking to him? God, you see that? That's crazy. I mean, buttered's better than not buttered. Flexing his dong head. Dude, Nate.
I wish I died.
We don't have too many topics right now. We're just going to call you guys gay for an episode.
We're done. We got an hour.
It's a good hour.
That was a great hour.
That was one of our better ones.
That was. That was really
was better.
That was a rainy day masterpiece.
That was a rainy. I mean, it's just a rainy day.
True.
There's nothing we can do about it. All you can do during a rainy day is either cuddle up with a good book.
True.
Or you can sit around with your buddies and call two guys butt boys. Nate, what were your thoughts when it happened?
I mean, it was obviously funny that it was about to happen. Like, as soon as I knew that, I was like, all right, this is about to happen to me. It was hilarious, especially like I've been zesty online for a good couple months now. Yeah. And it's like,
I've talked about it before. I got my balls sonogrammed.
Yeah.
And that's jelly. By a guy.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget, he was wearing a Steelers cap.
Steelers cap is so funny.
Nurse with a Steelers cap. Putting jelly on my nuts.
Warm too, wasn't it?
It wasn't very warm.
Oh, it was chilly.
Yeah, it was chilly. Kind of chilly.
That's good on him.
Yeah, chilly. He wanted to shrink everything, and it worked.
Yeah. I said,
doctor, this isn't what it usually looks like.
Yeah, you can't be giving him the warm jelly. That'd be crazy.
But I was laughing during that.
You said he was, no, he wasn't laughing.
He did
all.
Not think it was funny.
Yeah.
But if I got butt fingered, I would laugh. You're allowed to laugh.
Did you hold your breath? I don't remember.
No, he went. He tried to hold his breath, but the air escaped him.
Did you? So your babe really left the room?
I made her leave. I didn't. She would have had to be looking like she. I can't have her have that
staring
vision.
Down the barrel.
Like, yeah, she was literally.
Yeah,
she
you
was
can't let her see that.
When she left and it was just you and the doctor, and then his finger was in your butt, you should have went. She hits me. You're yeah. allowed to open up to the doctor and tell him about that.
I did. He did ask. He did ask if I like. Beforehand, he was like, could the bleeding be from, you know, like he was like butt stuff. And then I just looked at her and went,
it's an urgent care. They're not using the best terminology. Butt stuff. She like fuck your butt. Is it butt stuff? He said butt stuff.
He said
fuck
butt yeah. stuff.
We're going to see him coming back to that urgent care. We're going to drive past. He's going to be in a, be like a trench coat and blind guy glasses walking out.
Like a massage parlor.
Yeah. Another $200 down the drain.
We'll go broke at urgent care.
So he asked you, what'd you respond? You looked at your wife and said, ask her.
I said yes. I just said yes because I thought it'd be funny to just come out like it's like I'm gay in front of my lady in the doctor's. Then I was like, obviously, no, I haven't. But
what did he say? Was he like, hey?
He laughed.
How did he bend you over? Did you stand and lean over the table?
Or did he hold it up on the floor? And
I stood up straight, flexed.
No, really?
No.
Yeah. Yeah. No, not on all fours on the table.
No, you don't get on all fours.
I don't know what you do.
Yeah. Does he hold it on the ground?
You guys drop down on it. I'm just early. Y'all are going to get there.
I'm going to remember sure. this moment. I'm going to get a colonoscopy. It's going to be crazy.
Yeah.
Just say it.
Elbows on the table. I had to put my elbows.
Chin on your fist?
No. But
he instructed you, right? He said, put your elbows on the table and bend over.
That is 100% what happened. He was like, you got to put your elbows on the table. And he didn't say bend over, but he's like, you got to put your elbows on the. And then I was, you know.
Damn.
That's all right. I found that I wasn't dying.
That's good.
Thank you. I could be dying. I could be.
Probably never felt more alive, honestly.
It's kind of liberating.
Yes,
straight to the bar. First words out of his mouth. He was so excited to tell me.
No,
Right when he walked in the bar, he was like, oh my God, I got to tell you what happened to me today.
It took about.
I had the wildest experience.
I held on to it for like 10 minutes, but it was all I was thinking about. Like, I couldn't.
You knew the beans clearly. Were getting spilled.
Yeah.
That is a great birthday gift, though.
Yeah.
To be honest. That's a fantastic birthday gift. Yeah, I'm turning 40 January. It's a matter of time. I'm getting fingered.
Nah. Yeah.
Whole squad's getting fingered.
Yeah, I might have to go early on that.
Yeah.
Because this has been out of control. It's coming. I wonder why they just took spill the beans and made it spill the tea. And why is that acceptable? It's beans, dude.
It is the beans,
it's
I
beans.
Guess. But I think there was all that, like, drinking tea when, like, something.
Yeah, it's still eating beans.
True.
That's why they spill the beans. You go, what? And the beans fall off your spoon, and you've spilled the beans.
I think you're completely right.
Yeah, you spill the beans. You go,
hold on now.
Yeah, fuck, I spilled my beans. But tell me about your fingering. I got to get some beans.
I peeped your pantry the other day. You got your
I got some up. Beans. I'm going to make those beans when you leave.
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
That keeps the butt doctor away, by the way.
It does. A whole fucking bunch of beans for lunch.
I might fucking scare shit on the doctor. Just eat a ton of beans. As soon as he touches me, go. just let like a 1 foot around.
He's going to clog it, though. He's going to go, no, no, no.
He's going to cut it.